I want to ask you about a question about They Live.
Okay.
There's the famous fight scene in that movie. It's got to be the longest street fight in movie history. I mean, just really, really going on and on. I mean, how did it come about to do such an involved fight like that in the movie?
Actually, I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records. And you're right, it is the longest fight scene in cinema history. And I've got an award for it being the best fight scene in cinema history. John Carpenter was with WrestleMania 3, and I didn't know who he was. And this guy that was, Dave Wolf, was managing Cyndi Lauper, said to me, "Hey, come and meet this, before the match, come and meet this John Carpenter guy." I said, "I don't want to meet him. I'm getting ready for, 93,000 people. I don't want to meet nobody." "No, come on, would you just say hi?" "Hi." Well, had the match and stuff. We went for dinner with John, and it was just as simple. It was like, "Could you pass the rolls, please? Could you have butter? You want to star in my next movie?" "Sure." "Has you got cabbage?"
"Hey, Max."
No more to it than that.
You know where they
now
are?
When John and I got together, he had me watch The Quiet Man, starring John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara. That at that time was the longest fight scene. And now, what John Carpenter wanted, the fight scene in They Live was not your typical fight scene between two people that hated each other.
No,
it was between two friends.
Yeah.
And so it had to become a story within the story, of the script of They Live, and it had to complement it. And that's what... So first of all, John wanted the longest fight scene. There was 5 minutes taken out of it. And there's a spot there where it gets intense, boom, 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 because you needed to keep this part. I came with a 2x4 after Frank, is that Keith David, his character's name. And I swung it, and he ducked and it broke the car window. And then it was like this is all the movie, it's like a shock. And I dropped thinking, I'm like, "What am I doing? I like this guy." But he got pissed off, so he takes a wine bottle, breaks it, but he cuts his hand. Well, it makes me laugh. Which gives him, and boom, so the psychology.
He just keeps getting worse.
Plus, what are we fighting over? A pair of fucking sunglasses? Put the glasses on. So it's so fucking absurd.
It's insane.
And then fucking alley, and it just went on and on. And he was like Ernie Shavers. He was a 220-pound dancer. He was like Ernie Shavers, never even knew it. And when I come to the fight, I said to John, because he would try to throw those Hollywood punches, he'd come and he'd catch me in the eye with his thumb, and, he's killing me. I says, "John, Keith, come here. Set up these cameras, boom, boom, boom. From the neck down, Keith, just go ahead and hit me, okay? Because you're killing me." And we did it in three sections. And one of the things that did by accident, not necessarily pre-planned, was it kept that energy because we were going so long.
Right.
And then right next to the next section. And so the answer is John Carpenter wanted to have the longest fight in cinema history, and as best as it could be. And that was the request. And so we got in there and did her.
You certainly did. Pulled that one off.